Because you can handle the truth. True. Republic of Texas Radio. I'm Steve O'Brien. Today's Sunday, January 15th, 2021. Almost out of January, huh? Well, anyways, it's going to be a quite interesting show. It always is. You know, I'm running without a microphone today, which is kind of odd for me. But, you know, maybe I'll put something back together. I hear Ken in the background. Are you telling me that it's bad audio? All right. He's just dancing off. No, he doesn't dance. Maybe he dances. He's off to get Alan, rope him back in so we can find out what's going on with Alan. I haven't had a good conversation with him in a handful of days, I guess. Things seem to be going incredibly fast in the news cycle as well as on our real cycle, and I can't get a fix on a lot of things. I've been looking and watching the things after the little El Presidente rally on January 6th, and you know, just watching how our society around us is kind of like changing, you know, and for what? For its own security and its own protection. We have a quarter of a million it's only 25,000 troops that are in Washington, D.C. today, you know, sleeping all over the place, protecting the protected ones. Are they the protected ones? I'm not too sure. They definitely seem to be the criminals in charge, and I don't say that lightly, as we have watched. Our entire reality around us, when I say reality around us, we have lost the rule of law. Some would argue we never had it, and we've always been playing games. I don't know. Yeah, I think it's gone. Hey, Alan, can you hear me very well? I'm on a backup system.
Hey, Steve, I'm just kind of sitting out in the country here, what you would call dazed and confused.
Well, I bet you everything out there looks, you know, a lot, you know, better than staring at an internet screen.
I don't know, Steve. It wouldn't surprise me in today's world if I didn't see Willy Wonka and the Oompa Loompas being chased across my pastures by the Blue Meanies.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen this morning, but I really don't know much about what's going on. I do know that we live very dissimilar lives, Alan. I mean, most of mine's surrounded by technology and the internet. If it goes down, there's big drama in this world. And all the other, shall I say, plebs that are running around in my reality, you know, they've been dealing with takedowns of their websites and, you know, the people that they're following, which, Alan, of course, is a term for you find somebody on one of these little things they call a platform, and you say, I want to hear about that person. And so they allegedly get news and information, and then they take the whole dang platform down, or they decide what you want to see. The censorship is like incredibly huge. I don't think you see that much in the field. Is there any kind of censorship at all? No.
I don't know. A guy did come by my window a little bit earlier, waved his hand across in front of me and said, these are not the droids you're looking for. Move along now. No, I don't know, Steve. It's like I said, it's gone crazy. You know, this whole the whole COVID thing. You know, I think I've come to the decision that when it comes time, I might go for a vaccination, but if I do, I will get the Sputnik Light vaccine, Because I've heard that it tastes great, but it's also less filling.
Mmm. Yeah, good old Sputnik. Hey, speaking of the Russians, did you hear Mikhail Gorbachev came back into the news?
What? He didn't jump out of a limo in downtown D.C. again, did he? Start running around the streets?
No, last week he came out and said that definitely wasn't Trump supporters that broke into the Capitol building. And everybody knows who it is, but I'm not telling.
It's Chi-Coms, Steve. It's the Chi-Coms.
Is it? You know, I don't know. I know there's no due process. And I think that that's probably the funniest thing in the world to me. You know, and I don't know what it would be like if I were to be growing up. Because I grew up in a fallacy that, a fairy tale that said that, you know, you're going to be innocent until proven guilty, right? And in this world currently, we just go, we feel that, and then we attack, right? So let's take for a fact that they claim that Trump incited a riot. You know, Trump goes, oh, yeah, don't do anything bad. And that really translates into go sack him. Right. OK, I get it. And I can actually follow the thread. But there was no proof. There was nothing like that. And they're still hunting down these individuals that were involved in the sacking of the Capitol building, I think it was. And we hear more and more about this every day. And I, you know, how is it that this one story that happened on January 6th, and today's date, and what are we at now? 11 days after, Alan. We're still, of course, trying to figure out what the heck happened, and they're still trying to take people out of, or put people out of commission from those events because they just flew to Washington. And I loved a lot of the stuff that happened. But it's been a fast pace. And we've got another, 9 days till all this is over and it starts again?
Yeah, it's, like I said, Steve, I'm dazed and confused. And I guess that's pretty much what they're wanting us to feel like. I guess I'm giving into their tactics. But it's, you got to admit, it's, you know, either way it goes, it's kind of their wet dream. You know, the wet dream would really be if Trump did somehow stay in office. I mean, just the sheer hell that would be unleashed by all the freakazoids out there that have no brains of their own. It's just, I'm just stunned every time I've got to go in and deal
I'm having a hard time with those people right now. You know, the emboldened Democrats, the ones that, you know, just using these terms, Republican and Democrat, is very difficult. You get down, Cat. I'm busy here. Okay, sorry, we got shenanigans. These people have been emboldened, and I don't know how better to describe some people as a Democrat or a Republican, but when you go into the house of a Democrat... And you feel that energy of, Biden, and we're going to do it. And you see CNN on a television set. I go, whoa, does that still fit on a TV? That's kind of crazy. And then a person's mask collection, right? No, we shouldn't be adding this to our reality, right? But there is just an air of, we did it, and we will take over the world. And I'm going, that's not a good thing, you know. It's not a good thing. But is the other direction any better? You know, I'd argue yes. You know, the Republicans under Trump, at least it was more, more fun, I guess. You know, less painful. You know, less, I don't know. What do you think?
A more comfortable fiction.
Comfortable fiction.
I don't know, Steve. It's like anytime I've got to go into a governmental office, I just it's just like playing craps. There's so many different ways to bet on what might happen to you. It's like I had to go ahead and went in and paid my property taxes this last week. And I was like, okay, Mr. No Mask walking up. I walked into the county tax building. Wonderful edifice that it is. And, of course, I as soon as I walk in, I look and see, you know, it's like, well, no, the people working behind the counter and the girls back in the offices back there, they don't have masks on. As soon as I walk in the door, the girl gets up and walks up to the counter and puts her mask on. She looks across at me. I hand her my stuff. She looks across at me, picks up a mask, slides it underneath the plexiglass that somehow, you know, is only, you know, just above my head, so the COVIDs can't go any higher than, I guess, 6 foot also. I guess yeah. They've got some kind of height aversion. And slides his mask under his and says, put this on. I looked at her. I picked it up, and I hung it over one of my ears and did my business and walked out of the building. So, yeah, jeez. I don't know.
Yeah. And that's it. So they're practicing medicine. Everybody's practicing medicine. We're running around. And it's fascinating. I don't know what to do with this. You know, I've had a friend come over to my house this week and literally start screaming about the state of everything, you know, to the top of his lungs. Right. And screaming at me. And well, I guess I was the receiving vessel for all of his hate towards the Democratic Party, the people that are doing shenanigans, the people that are attacking Trump and so forth. And I didn't know where to put that. You know, when somebody's yelling at you, but you know that they're not yelling at you, that they're yelling at somebody else. But I could feel the stress that was building up in the environment around us, and I could hear his stress. Like, he's an independent person, right? Works for himself. And this whole thing has been incredibly bad for small business. So I can see that pain, and there's no way. We're leaving the era of small business and walking into the era of, I don't know, group employment? Is that where we're heading? You know, because you won't be able to do anything unless you're part of some kind of a group. We've got the biometric passwords that they're kind of trying to push on everybody. Not biometric. I'm sorry. The COVID, and I guess it's probably a biometric passport as well. But the COVID passport is a global ID. That's what it's going to end up being. And wow, here now we're in conspiracy factualism.
No, Steve, I've been saying that from the very beginning. Like I said, when I watched the rollout of this thing and just started computing in my own computer, is this real? Is this live? Is it Memorex? You know, and from the very start, I've been saying it's nothing about this freaking COVID. It's going to be about the immunity passport, because I saw at the very beginning, I heard some UN technocrat lackey at the very beginning of this mention the word immunity passport. Everything would be good. This is way back early March, I guess I heard someone somewhere say that. And it just kind of stuck in my brain, you know, that it's going to be the vaccine, and it'll start off just like the driver's license did, you know. Oh, well, we won't give you a ticket if we stop you for something else, you're not wearing your seatbelt, you know, we'll write you a warning or something like this. And bada boom, bada bing, it comes out, you know, click it or ticket. They get their foot under in the door, the nose under the tent, whatever you want to call it. They never give up. A bureaucracy cannot be happy with the position it has in our lives. It has to continue to grow and metastasize.
Yeah. I mean, we've been promised this for, well, over 20 years, about 30 years, Agenda 21, and, you know, controlling humanity. But it's getting a little closer right now. You know, what was that song that we were talking about last week. Hold on. It's the conspiracy music guru that I Told You So song. You know, I don't know if you heard it on Farron's yesterday. You know, he played it once.
Yep.
I listened to that song, and maybe we'll play it towards the end of the show or so. Maybe we won't. I don't know. It's fascinating, right? The I Told You So song. Because a lot of these things... Yeah, let's go ahead and actually play that one. Let me send that over to you, because it's not right to talk about something without playing it. Here, Ken, I just sent you over a link to the conspiracy theory guru.
Conspiracy gurus.
Yeah, it's really good. Let me know when you get that queued up. We got enough time to... Okay. Well, here's that song. And I had a lot of thoughts about, well, during the song. Fire it up. Go, Ken.
1, 2, 3, 4. I told you so. I told you so. Remember when I told you about 9/11? Remember when I told you about Building 7? Remember when I told you about the fluoride in the water? Yes, I did. Remember when I told you about the New World Order? Remember that? Remember when I told you about the chemtrails in the sky? Remember when I told you that NASA was full of lies? Remember when I told you about the ultra mind control? Well, I just wanna say that I told you so, yeah. Remember when I told you about 432 hertz, that is, and what 440 can do to you? It hurts my ears. Remember when I told you about the vaccine agenda? Yes, I did. And that Michelle Obama is a transgender. Yes, he is. The dinosaur fraud, the climate change scam, and yes, Sandra Bullock is also a man. Remember when I told you that there ain't no clone? Well, I just want to say that I told you so. 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 Yeah. Remember when I told you about the TV flicker rate? And how it puts your brain in an alpha state? Remember when I told you about germ theory? Remember when I told you about gravity? Remember that? Remember when I told you about Paul McCartney? Remember when I told you about direct energy? Remember when I told you about Monsanto? Well, I just want to say that I told you so. I told you so. I told you so. I told you so.
Yeah, I told you so. Those aren't sweet words to be saying, Alan. You know, and I flash back to a lot of times where in my life somebody says I told you so to somebody else. Case in point, you have a Nimrod that lives up the road from you, and he was down at the pawn shop, and he was sitting there telling the pawn shop, "Well, we got this guy," and then he talks to everybody, but he's annoying. And he's sitting there going, "Alex Jones, Alex Jones, Alex Jones. Oh, you got to listen to Alex Jones." And, well, one day he comes back from the pawn shop and he just goes there to see if there's anything he can get for really, really cheap or something. And he goes, hey, you wouldn't believe it, the pawn shop guy, you know, he told me that I should listen to Alex Jones, but I've been telling him that for like forever. He says, well, what happened? I told him about Alex. And he says, no, you didn't. Do you remember that story, Alan?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've had like, that happen, kind of that same version, you know. Unfortunately, not as often as I would like. You know, I don't like saying, you know, I told you so, but it is puzzling sometimes when, you know, like I said, a while back I had a call. He didn't say that exact same thing to me, but he said, man, he said, I just want to apologize. You know, all that crazy stuff you were talking about, kind of like, you know, Obama being, you know, a homosexual. And I said, yeah. I said, have you taken a look at Michael? He said, Michael who? And I said, Obama. He said, what? I said, yeah, take a look into that one. You know, what he said, man, I just wanted to tell you, I'm sorry, man, I ruined a friendship, and you were right. I was like, wow, that's a call I never expected from that person. But, yeah, it's kind of strange. You can hand them papers, you know, the corporate white papers where they, you know, corporations admit what they're doing. And you can put them in front of them, and they'll kind of stare at you blankly and then look up at the sky and say, is it going to rain today? You know?
Yeah, I
can understand not wanting to know this stuff. Believe me, I kind of wish I still had my head, you know, stuffed in a hole in the ground somewhere at times. But I don't know. I'm less confused, but more revolted in today's world. I don't know. It's a strange feeling.
Yeah, I have that strange feeling. Ken wants to let us know that he told everybody, and he told them on record, you know. So, oh, he says except for Flat Earth, which, yeah, let's just let that one go. We could get into that someday, but you know what? There's just too much to get into. Just talking about,
well, you know, Steve, if we start going to that Flat Earth side, you might as well bring back the second coming of Christ that talks about us living on the inside of a glass basketball.
Yeah, that's fun. But, you know, we're not doing that. We've got enough just documenting or talking about or laughing about the end of reality as we know it, as they try to morph us into China or something. We have a military parade. I mean, the absurdity, right, of the fact that the this morning I found out that Joe Biden had an event last night on the interwebs or something like that, and was able to draw like 25,000 views, right? So 25,000 people cared, right? And then Trumpo, he goes down to, where was he again? Alamo, Texas. So Alamo, Texas, little tippy border town type thing. And he pulls up nearly a million viewers. And then they go, well, yeah, but Biden won. He's the winner, but he has no popular support. Nobody really likes him. Right? And you go, what? Hold on. Or what about an election that had more votes for the winner and the loser than it had voters? What's wrong with that picture? Right? I told you so. They're controlling the votes, right? How many times have people have said that? But now they can even show it to you, and they still say it's fair. Oh, my God. What kind of a twisted brain is everybody in reality going to deal with? I don't know what to do. 10 times the troops in D.C. than they had in Afghanistan. Oh, then we have currently in Afghanistan, yeah. Well, what are you going to do with it?
Kind of really makes you wonder, Steve, if they've got that many actual troops there, then the number of military contractors that there has got to be just outrageous.
Right. Those are the dressed up like troop type troops, right? Then we've got Army of CIA, Army of FBI, Army of Secret Services, Army of Police, and Army of this. And they're just walking around this state of Washington, D.C., the pit of hell for the most part, Luciferian.
Yeah, and it's crazy, you see. I mean, I've seen, you know, the pictures of, oh, there's troops all over the Capitol this time. It's like they're even laying on the floors, sleeping on the floors in the rotunda and everything. The whole thing is just so stage production planned. I mean, the picture that they provide to us is for morons. I'm sorry. And it just hurts my brain, Steve.
It does, but it's there, Alan. You know, it's there. It's real. And on one side of the coin, we see that this is going to happen, right? Joe Biden on the 20th, and this is one side of the coin, folks, right? So I've got to explain both sides of the coin. On this side of the coin, Joe Biden is going to become El Presidente, right? The impeachment sham nonsense, impeachment doesn't mean anything anymore, right? It doesn't mean that you did anything wrong. Trump didn't do anything wrong on his torturous phone call to the Ukraine. We can point to all sorts of things, right? Biden, on the other hand, wow, duck Biden. It's like, whoa, dude, you're all over the place. He's traditional. Now, Joe Biden is a traditional politician. He's never met a cookie jar he didn't like. Grab a little bit or say, grab one for me. I'm coming up. But he's also like a lot of people. He's gotten old, and, you know, he just says, well, just tell me where to sit. Right? What am I supposed to do? So there you go. You know, we've got that side of the coin.
He's a classic textbook dictionary picture example of career politician. Yeah.
And then everybody, when you're talking to him about the transition or of what, the what transition, they go, well, you know that Kamala Harris is really going to be the president, right? Yeah, most likely. But no, seriously, I'm like, dude, what do you, come on, you know, and you know that Obama's really controlling all this? Yeah, you're, that's most likely true, you know, or something like that. Oh, no, really, I'm being serious. You're like, man, what are you trying to convince me of this stuff for? Because it's a possibility. It's a high possibility. It's actually more of a probability than Biden being able to pull off 4 years, you know, but it doesn't matter. It was just an anti-Trump vote that we were doing stuff. What is that? You're being redirected, state of the nation, blah, blah, blah. But that's on one side of the coin, Alan, where we get Biden and Harris or the Harris and Biden. And that nonsense. Then we get the other nonsense on this side of the coin, which is as believable, if not more believable, you know, that we have fallen as a nation, right? That the nation has fallen, like many nations all throughout the history and all over the globe. And there has been an internal coup. And, you know, the stolen election is kind of... telltale sign that something's wrong, right? You know, the fact that they say that this one president is elected and the other one needs to go, and they bring in the military to deal with the transition, and they're like, well, we can't see anybody. It's possible that we are in the midst of a coup, you know, and the Democrats, or if that's what we call them, right, the ones on the left, have perpetrated this over the last few years, and we're right at the culmination, the very point that it's going to be flipped, right? And that the anti-coups, right? Anti-queeks. That's funny. Now it start blending.
Start blending into the break.
Possibilities? Ah, hell. Hold on, Republic of Texas Radio. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
All right. We're back. Hey, folks, we're in a whole heck of a lot of trouble out here in this reality we call the corporate United States of America. I always say that it's the corporate United States of America because, well, it's incorporated, and, yeah, that's a big story to get into. You know, maybe someday we'll get into that. Maybe we don't have a long time. You know, I was talking about the two sides of the coin and how on one side we head into Biden land, da-da-da-da, and on the other side we have what? What the heck is going on? 25,000 troops that are, you know, we've got this thing, this demonization process where they grab a group. I want to talk to you guys about Oath Keepers, by the way. We're going to talk a little bit about them. They're in the news and they're important or not important, or but they are there, right? But we should talk about that. But the QAnon stuff has been so vilified, and there's so much information in there, and then everybody just, you know, hears something and they immediately jump into this, oh, that's a Q theory, but there's some realities that are possible. You know, it is possible that those troops have been sent in to stop all this
shenaniganery. Is that a word, shenaniganery? No, it's not a word. But it is the shenanigans that have been going on to try to impeach Trump for 4 years, to fake the entire election, to fake a break-in during a Trump rally at the White House. And I don't mean necessarily fake a break-in. But we don't even know what happened there. And there's this guy, John Sullivan, that was involved in it. And there's a story behind it, the break-in, right? And most of the people that went into there, no, I can't even say most of the people that went into there are useless dupes, because that's not right. We haven't even had due diligence, due process of identifying each one of these folks and saying, who are you? You know, why did you do that? And then find out their backstory, right? And you go, oh, okay. So you flew over here and you pre-planned this whole thing, Pilgrim. It almost sounded like that. But, yeah, now the Marines, oh, my God. So during the break, Ken and Alan and I, we sat there and talked about an article that was just sent into the network. And I think, I forget who sent it. I think Doug Owen sent it, or
Rabo,
or whatever.
Robert Rabo.
Okay. Well, he sent this in, and it's I'll throw it in the chat room. Sorry, guys. The chat room's over at republicoftexas.chattango.com. I'm usually bad at that anyway. The article here talks about President Trump sending the Marines to Washington, D.C. So that's even more, right? And some say that the Marines are... Did I just some say it, Alan? Yeah. But they do say that the Marines are in direct command by the President of the United States. So is the National Guard in a state of emergency. And allegedly, they're there to protect against Trump. What? How does that work, Alan? That's kind of... Isn't that silly?
I believe it's called Newspeak, something like that. Steve, it's confusing. It's concerning. One of the things that's really concerned me here that I just saw, it's just one little blip. I've heard one report on it. And I don't know if it's passed or everyone says, oh, that'll never pass. But someone in New York State introduced a bill that for creating COVID camps.
Yeah,
and you know, yada yada, you know, you're positive, they can send you there, and after 90 days, you can see a judge maybe to see if you need to be kept in your re-education camp. Oh, I didn't say that, did I?
Yeah, well, that might come down it might come down no matter what, but no, there's no bill. It's a thought right now. It's a talking point. Right, to try to get everybody used to the fact that they need to do it. I mean,
they're doing it in Australia. I've heard in Australia they've got the keep you safe from COVID camps out in the middle of the nowheres.
They're doing it in China too, right? So there's places around the world that are doing this kind of crap.
Yeah.
You know, we don't usually have this kind of a military presence at the White House during the transition of presidents. Really? This is totally abnormal. And what are they doing? They need to protect themselves, right? That's all it's for, it's to protect themselves.
Steve, we don't have that military presence when Pentagon's being hit by planes. I mean...
No. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Even though there's military bases within seconds fly of that whole Capitol complex. Now all of a sudden we've got military everywhere.
It's hard to believe, you know, anybody that's seen any movie could understand that it's not possible to do what happened during the Trump rally on January 6th. It's just not possible. You know, the Capitol building is secured by a security system and by people that are supposed to keep it secure, to keep those people. And all of a sudden, they didn't. And it was, you know, somebody was told to stand down, right? Why did a whole bunch of the officers that were on that duty They quit, resigned, they did whatever, you know. I don't know. But nobody can be told anything, Alan. You know, I guess, Ken, yeah, you're right. It's like the Twin Towers. It's also kind of like
another movie that I saw, Steve, where the president was caught doing things in the Oval Office with a Firefly Girl.
Yeah.
A little movie called Wag the Dog.
Wag the Dog.
And very apt for this whole scene that we're going through, to tell you the truth, also.
Yeah.
Got the election coming up, and we just got to keep our points up. We got to keep our points up. Wouldn't be surprised if we go to war with Albania sometime this week.
Let's see. We already are at war with Albania, aren't we?
More than likely, somehow.
I don't know. I want to go to this talking point. Ken, I'm sending over another link, and there's a video in there. We'll play the audio of this. This guy, and I'm not too sure how much people are aware of him. His name's John Sullivan. He's kind of a black guy, mulatto, Obama-esque looking individual with weird googly eyes. And he's a troublemaker, right? From from what I've read about him and what I've heard about him, he's a troublemaker on the Trump side. He's a troublemaker on the Antifa side, or is he? That's the other question. And so he's sitting there. He's normally at the Antifa rallies, starting fires, and the Antifa folks there are saying, "Oh yeah, I know him. He's a troublemaker. Wherever there's something going on, he's going to jump right in there and create more trouble. You know, he's no bad news. Get out of here." Well, allegedly, he goes over to the Capitol building during the Trump rally, and somehow they get into the Capitol building itself, and he's cruising along with a videographer, and this chick is, I guess she does stuff for CNN and other stuff, and this story is going to come out in the wash. Or we're going to go down into lockdown or whatever. But you got to hear this, right? Because this is what happened when they breached the Capitol building. And I guess breached is the right word. Go ahead, play that, Ken.
I'll give you your hug now. We did it. You were right. We did it.
Dude, I was trying to tell you. I couldn't say much.
You were right.
You just have to wash my chest. Is this not going to be the best film you've ever made in your life?
No. That's it.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah?
Hell yeah.
Wait, you weren't recording, were you?
I'll delete that shit. But I didn't record you or me. It was just voices.
Okay, so that's old John Sullivan. You know, what did you do? Have you heard that clip yet, Alan?
No, not that particular one. But, you know, it's, once again, it's that newspeak, Steve. How do you breach an open door?
Right. Well, their entrance point was actually a window, you know. Mm-hmm. So there was this window breach where they climbed up and broke a window to get in. And so we don't even know how that building was entered. It sounds like there's multiple points, but we haven't been in our normal place as a culture. We'd normally get into that, right? Think about something, or at least tell the lie, right? You know, here's the lie. They all blah, blah, blah. They don't even have a lie. They just say impeach Trump. Okay, but this guy, you know, had some inside information, right? You could hear it in his voice. He had some insight, or hear it in his words, you know, that he couldn't tell the reporter. Oh, I told you we're going to breach it. I told you, but he didn't say breach it. I told you so. I don't know. It's all shaky, but you watch this character, this John Sullivan, right? He's crazy, or he was, you know, one of their people sent to create this event. And then people would have to have stand down too. But here we are playing 9/11 again, right? We're gonna deal with all the facts, and then they're just gonna say, "Oh, I don't care," right? You know, Patriot Act Part Two, it's coming. It's coming bigger and faster than you know you can believe. Ah, it's just
yeah. And something that actually in today's world is sadly, ironically funny. You know, Ken from New York's been calling in talking about how he works for some company. I guess he drives, you know, around people that, you know, to hospitals and stuff. And he was saying that his company offered to pay him $100 to get the vaccine, but you only get paid after the second dose is administered, not after the first one. And I heard Ken with his dry New York accent, just kind of that dry delivery. And it was just funnier than hell. Once again, in a sadly ironic way, he had me rolling around on the floor laughing. It's like, yeah, but you don't get paid until after the second vaccine, if you get that second hit. He's like, oh. I mean, wow, it's what's going on, folks? I don't know what's going to happen. I know it's not the life that I want to be able to lead, and I might try to do escapism, just staying out here on my ranch, but... My God, going in amongst what used to be people that I used to at least be able to talk to, just and now people just blow my mind. It just saddens me to see what we've devolved to. We are mind-numb, for the most part, mind-numb zombies. Everyone lives on their cell phone. I feel like a true freak when I go out in today's world. If I was standing in a crowd of 500,000 people, you could see me because I would be the only one not staring at my hand.
Well, I don't know, Alan. I still think that the man or the woman that has a bra on their face is a freak, right? I don't know how many three-titted women that I've seen. They stick one breast mask on, right? And they really do look like
they are itching to wear. I'm still itching to wear. You know, they lauded women for making, you know, face masks out of old bras and stuff. You know, I'm still itching, and I'm almost to the point of just starting to put these things on just to see the reaction I get. You know, I made a face mask out of an old jock strap I had. You know, it's clean, folks. You know, at least as good as I can clean it. But still, it's an old jock strap that I modified to go over my face. You know, oh, it keeps me cool and comfortable. Or wearing my actual Russian gas mask, you know, which I have printed things on it, which wouldn't pretty much state my opinion as to what's going on. Yeah, it's
yeah.
I don't know, Steve.
But what is it? Simply, you told me this actually. You know, simply complying with it, no matter how much, you know, that you're complying, whether you're putting a fishnet in front of you or something else that's really cute. Right. Doesn't matter. Still compliant. Right. So the only way is to not play the game. And that's hard too. You know, another thing that changed since the Trump rally on January 6th, the mask people have changed their views and opinions of everything. And now I'm being subjected to a bunch of terrible stares. Whereas before, everybody was starting to shake off the fear of demasking, right? So it went to a strange place, Alan, this week, and I've never had this happen before, and I'm sure it's a masking problem. Here in Texas, we're kind of big into opening doors for other people as a courtesy, letting them in, and you go ahead. I'm not in a big hurry. Go ahead. So I was at a store earlier this week, and I saw somebody was in range for me, and so I opened the door and let him to go in, but he stopped, and he didn't walk through. I said, "Be my guest," and he goes, "No, I can wait." I go, "Oh, wow, gotcha." Okay, so I pulled the door shut behind me. It's like, well, what are you going to do? You know, if that happens more and more, I guess I'll know what I'm going to do. But that's almost like one of those rude things that you do when you say, I ain't drinking. I ain't doing anything with you. So that was fighting words, right? Those are really, I don't know.
Yeah, but how do you know, Steve, it's kind of like I had an experience. You know Dorothy, you know my Uncle Roscoe just recently passed away last week. And she was down at the house. I went down yesterday to drop him off some good free-range eggs down here. And, you know, she was in there. And I came in, and I started to give her a hug, and she kind of shied away from me. And I said, Dorothy, I said, I am safe. I said, if anything, I said, I will probably be the last person left on this planet because I've been social distancing more than ever, even before this all this crap started. I said, I'm probably the safest person you could ever get close to.
Yeah. She's a walking bug farm. Isn't that hard to deal with when you're going, is that the music? Yep, here we go. That's the music. We'll be right back.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So here we fight all through the
all right.
Night, going at an tooth and nail.
Welcome back. Okay, well, let's dive in. Let's go to the phones. Hey, White Rose, how you doing? How's Colorado? Pretty cold, I bet.
Good morning, Steve and Alan. How are you?
Good morning.
Good, good.
Okay, so I got a little correction for you. That guy that caught breaking the window into the Capitol building, right? The he was surrounded while he was doing it. There were some patriots there watching him do it, and the cops came and arrested him. He broke the window. It wasn't completely taken out where anybody can get in. He broke the window, and then the cops protected him from the crowd of patriots, and then they took him away. I'm not going to say they arrested him, but they took him away. They took him into the White House, and they left the window the way it was. Okay, so he didn't break into the window and get access to the White House through the window. The police brought him into the White House. Okay?
Oh, yeah?
This mulatto guy.
Okay.
Yeah, the police brought him in, okay? This guy, Bobby Powell, has a YouTube video on the whole thing, right? Watching the whole thing. So then later, the cops came by and took the broken pane of glass completely out of the window, leaving the window completely open for the crowd to be able to come in if they wanted to. The crowd that was standing there were all patriots, and they guarded the empty hole from anybody trying to get in. One of the Antifa guys was trying to get in, you know, he was posing as a patriot, but he was trying to get into the broken window, and the patriots, they kept him from getting in, and they pushed him away. And there's the truth on that. And so then the cops brought this guy into the White House, and they let him go with the rest of the rioters inside the White House. So the cops are definitely complicit. On tape, this guy, Bobby Powell, has it on tape. He's a patriot. He's a broadcaster. He's a Bobby Powell. Check it out.
I had heard something on that. And also, you know, what I was able to see, you know, that the glass was, you know, it was shattered and it was cracked and everything. But, folks, you got to understand that the glass that are on these buildings like that, the people that are supposedly serving us but yet are terrified of us, you can't... barring a breaching charge, you don't just get through glass like that. It takes a lot of effort to be able to get through
glass.
It's not like the windows on your house, folks.
This glass is the wire. This glass is wired. This glass has wire going through the glass, right? So when you break the glass, it's full of wire. Okay, it's not clear glass where you can't just look directly through. It's protective glass. But he broke the glass, and it was wire in there, and then the cop pulled all the chipped fragments out and let the hole completely open. So there's the deal on that. So
yeah, it's all,
now we got facts a little bit straighter. We got facts a little bit straighter. The cops let him in the White House. He didn't break in. The cops let him in the White House. They took him in the White House.
That was why I made the statement. It's like, I don't know how you breach an open door. You know, there are so many reports, you know, that doors were open from him. And cops, you know, White House cops, I guess, you know, or D.C. cops, you know, saying, you know, I don't agree with this, but I guess I got to keep my job and basically open the door and letting them in.
supposedly that girl that was going around with him inside the White House that he was talking to on the tape you had, she supposedly works for CNN.
Yeah.
You know about that one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that.
Also, the videos of the people rampaging through the Capitol, but staying within the confines of the soft felt ropes, you know, that they channel you down. You know, it's, the whole thing was just... Hollywood.
For sure.
I know.
Okay, gentlemen, I'm going to say have a good day and take care.
Okay. Thanks, man. Right. Appreciate you, White Rose.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
You too. Don't forget my website.
Okay, that's the... God. Oh, I forget his website. Did he just drop off?
White Rose something. I have never... into it. I've heard him over the years. He's been around a while. Yeah, that was actually White Rose. That was actually a pretty sane call for you. Generally, you kind of get ranting and raving like I do at times.
Well, you know, the weird thing is, you know, I appreciate the correction. It doesn't matter what the truth is. It's really a strange world, and I know we value the truth. But, you know, when you sit there and say, you know, okay, the reality happened like White Rose said, right? Somebody broke a window pane. The cops went in there and took the window out. And first of all, you ain't breaking through that glass. You know, nobody's going to hear you. Nobody cares. All they care about Is that true? Nobody cares? AOC will sit there and tell you that she was in fear of her life. Is that real? No, that's just Kabuki theater again, right?
It's like the name of Keith Rogers' show. The name of Keith Rogers' show, you know, he calls it perception management. That's what the whole thing's about. Managing, you know, everything's a matter of perspective.